California Assembly Bill 476, authored by Assemblymember Mark Gonzalez of Los Angeles, would strengthen record-keeping and enforcement rules for junk dealers and recyclers to help curb the resale of stolen metal, especially copper wire. Gonzalez said that copper wire theft has a significant impact on California communities.
Let me be clear. Copper wire theft is not a victimless crime. Every stolen wire is more than metal ripped from the ground. It's light ripped from our communities. It's the street where children walk home from school left in the darkness. It's the small business owner closing early because the block that they work on feels unsafe. It's the senior waiting to help that never comes because a phone line went dead because they stole the copper wire from their neighborhood.
Supporters of the bill say the legislation will help protect essential infrastructure and hold the scrap metal industry accountable. In Los Angeles County alone, city officials 321. In Los Angeles alone, city officials reported nearly 46,000 streetlight outages last year, about 40% caused by copper theft. AB 476 would add new requirements for documenting metal sale transactions, including employee names, payment amounts, and times of sale. And it would expand the list of materials considered illegal to possess without authorization to include streetlights, traffic signals, and related equipment. Violations under the bill would carry higher penalties, increasing maximum fines for illegal possession or sale of stolen public utility materials from $3,000 to $5,000. Los Angeles County Attorney General Nathan Hochman said that it was important to address the entire scrap metal ecosystem.
You steal that to turn it into money, which means you're giving this illegally obtained copper to junk and metal recyclers, and they're handing you money. So how do we prevent that? Well, sure, we can go after all the people as they're stealing the copper wire in real time. That is very, very difficult. Or we can cut off the source of money to these illegal copper wire stealers, which is to go after the junk and metal recyclers.
If signed into law, the measure would take effect next year. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.